Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to episode 3 of Kicking Back. Today I have my friends Rubio, Morgan, and Zion on the show. We talk about college education, we talk about their upcoming music careers, and we just have an overall good time kicking back. Hope you guys enjoy.
I straight up just think that I stopped recording.
Anybody home?
I'm here. I sent it to Morgan.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, there we go.
Hi.
What's up?
Might have just lost that.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, should we just restart it?
There we go. Yeah, let's restart it. The last one was all over the place.
Yeah. All right, let's have a little more structure to this. How you guys doing?
I'm fucking good, bro.
Where'd Philadelphia go?
Philadelphia's right here.
What do you mean? Philadelphia's talking to us.
I don't hear him.
Oh, no.
I hear Dubio.
Dubio's a fucking goon, bro.
Come on, Dubio. Do you hear me? You know what I'm saying?
He hit him with the you know what I'm saying.
Is he... Can you ask him if he hears me?
He does not hear. Oh, he left.
Hang on.
It's all right, dude. Don't worry. The first two are all over the place as well. It's nothing new. We're just kicking back.
We're smoking sacks.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Pause.
Did we pause?
I don't want the pause. No. Hit Morgan with the pause.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, quiet, Morgan. He said smoking sack, bro. That sucks. I have enough for a bull pack. I should have went with those people that invited me to hang out.
Fuck. You want to know something tragic?
What?
I ran out of weed.
Yo, same, brother.
Dude, I don't have anything right now.
Where the fuck did my backwoods go, bro?
I have 3 roaches, and 2 of them are, over, 2 months old, probably.
Gross. You're gross.
I just found them in my garage last night.
But I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Since we're on the topic of smoking, and we were talking about before, let's just go through our first the first time we got high.
Oh, my God.
That. Let's talk about how that went for us.
Wow.
What we went
through. Oh, there's the jewel.
How we felt.
I found my jewel.
The first time I got high,
how old were you?
It was 5. The summer between 8th grade and 9th grade. So, I don't know how
in Binghamton?
Old I was, but, yeah, in Binghamton. I was with my friend, and he smoked with his, cousin, a day before or something. He was like, yeah, you gotta do this. So, we fucking walked deep into the woods, and we smoked, 2 bowl packs out of a monster can. I don't know if anyone's ever smoked out of a can before, but yeah, so we did that, and then I was pretty high. I got super high my first time, and I had cotton mouth really bad, and I didn't know what cotton mouth
was. So
you were
kind of freaking out.
So I was freaking out super hard. I started running down the fucking, this neighborhood, just screaming, call an ambulance, I can't swallow, I'm going to die.
Jeez.
Just running around.
No fool. Boy. You.
Yeah.
my friend was what the fuck? You're a bitch.
In trouble.
Oh, that's so funny.
Who the fuck?
Dude, I thought I was going to
die. I'm going to blow jewel smoke in your mom's eyeballs, bro.
And then I remember we got back to his house, and, we didn't have eye drops, so, I was looking at my eyes, and they were red, so I was taking water from the sink and, putting the water in my eyes. So,
why do you do psychedelics and, shit? If that's your first time smoking weed, I can only imagine, the first time you've had a bad trip or something.
Listen to this. So, I was in 9th grade, and it was,
I don't even smoke weed.
It was yeah, me either. It was
dude,
it was winter during 9th grade, And my friend texted me. He's like, oh, yo, come over. My friend and I got a surprise for you. And I was like, is it legal? Because, like, you know, I had, you know, someone says that. You know. So he was like, yeah.
Not if you're not a cop.
Like, just come over, come over. So I had my mom drop me off. Excuse you.
Sorry.
Yeah, Zion, what the hell is that?
Dude, I'm sorry.
That's not kicking back, that's scaring back.
That was some song that I'm working on that popped up on Instagram. I apologize.
Anyway.
Continue your story about your cops, like, ways.
Anyway. My one friend opened the door, and he's like, oh, come on. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I don't know exactly what's going on. And his dad was gone, and he went up to Canada for, like, the weekends to visit his girlfriend or whatever. So we had the whole house to ourselves. And these two guys are smoking a giant SG bong. A giant SG bong out of a dark, like a little.
Oh my god, here we go. Zion, get away from your phone.
A little 2 gallon. 2 gallon trash can and a little 2 liter. And so we took like one hit. We pulled it once and we all three of us hit it. We got like 2.5 hits out of it. So we did that like 2 or 3 times. And dude, I got so freaking frustrated.
Oh my god, Zion, I hate you.
Yeah, me too. Just to say that.
Wait, so your first time smoking yeah, was a G?
Like a gigantic one.
Oh my god, you probably got wrapped.
So, like, bro, we didn't have the TV on. We didn't have any music on. We were just – he kind of had, like, an open, like, kitchen to living room sort of feel. And we were just sitting at his kitchen table with, like, one light on and the entire fucking light over us. And it's straight up – I was so high. I felt like I was in That 70s Show where they're just talking around the table. And I started eating the Pop-Tart. And I had, like, 2 bites and I was like – I'm thirsty. Parts. It was a caramel sundae. And we were talking, and I just kept chewing and chewing and chewing the Pop-Tart, thinking about how thirsty I was.
I want a Pop-Tart. For like
15 minutes, I was chewing the Pop-Tart without swallowing it. And then I went to get...
Yeah, dude, Pop-Tarts are risky.
Yeah, and
munchy.
Then I went to get some milk.
They're so dry.
Yeah, they're dry.
I got some milk. I forgot I was even eating the Pop-Tart.
I fuck with milk hard.
Wait, did you just say milk?
Milk. Yeah, bro, you don't fuck with milk?
I love milk.
No.
Milk. I literally love milk.
And I love bagels.
Like, white milk is so good. But anyways, yo, both those sound better than my first time. First time I smoked weed, bro, was in a garage in the middle of December. We paid, like, $13 for a bowl pack. And
sure, I used to pay 20 and then, gram.
Yeah, I used to charge 20 a gram. but listen, so we're sitting there, I don't even know how to use the shotgun. My friend Brigham's like showing me how to use it and shit. And then everybody leaves, and he comes out with the doobies. Like, he's like, yo, bro, you want to go smoke a joint? And I'm like 14. I'm like, let's do it. No, I didn't have the dreads back then.
Zion was the ugliest child.
Actually, yo, it's been a year. Today actually marks a year since I started my dreads.
Congratulations.
I didn't even think about that. Holy shit. Yeah, Morgan, I was the ugliest child, but your mom would still pipe, right?
Oh!
So calm down.
Got it.
Anyways. So, like,
barb jokes.
I got really high, and then all I did was play Battlefield 4 for, like, 6 hours. And I literally ate, like, 3 bags of chips.
I don't even remember my first time.
Wow,
bro.
Bro,
I smoked
cool.
So much. Dude,
that was
dude,
like
I
you.
I don't even have to remember my first time. Like, it's almost like my first time every time.
Right, first of all, fuck yourself, Morgan. You fucking doo-doo head.
That wasn't even Morgan that said all right, that.
Wait, can we try to remember the first time we smoked together? I think it was after. Wasn't it after the party?
Jorgen left, not me.
Jorgen, what?
Yeah, so, I mean, the first time I smoked with you was when you came down with Brian. It wasn't anything. It was cool. Like, the very first time. That's back when I was a nerd. I
actually got my car. But, Morgan.
Oh, we've been talking about weed for 9 minutes. Wow.
That's sorry, cool. Boys. My fucking audio, like, was all fucked.
It's okay.
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes,
Morgan,
too.
Do you remember the first time we smoked at Fisher? Because I don't. I think it was after the party. Remember when Murray was, like, punching the tree? It was with, like, all of them. And then, like, I can't remember, like, when we started, like, just linking up us three.
I remember meeting Teddy in the fucking lounge.
Dude, he was trashed.
Yeah, he was high, too. He was like a fiend. I was like, what the fuck
is that? It was wild.
But yeah, he still
hits really? Me. Like, he fucks so, with our music a lot.
Teddy's a bro.
Teddy? Anybody with the name Teddy is automatically kind of cool. Nah, unless you're like...
Actually, I have another friend who's Teddy who's actually... Wow. I can't talk.
Dude, at the comedy...
Yo,
the comic
how baked are you?
At the comedy show last night, one of the comics was just going around asking like 7 people their names. And like this one guy was like, my name's Dane, bro. He goes, Dane, bro? Fuck yeah.
Dude, bro. All right, listen to this. I know Morgan's baked because he can't talk when he's baked or he doesn't talk when he's baked. I went to a concert with him, like, on Tuesday. We went to go see Flatbush Zombies, like, last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And literally, I'm being a random-ass, like, social butterfly. I'm talking to everybody. Morgan's just sitting there with his arms crossed, like, hitting my blunt, like,
Oh, well, he smoked fucking two, like, four grand backwoods.
Whoa. Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, still, bro, you could have...
I felt like I was always excluded because I was, like, standing behind you all the time.
Yeah, bro.
Well, so I was never like in the circle. You know what I mean?
Wait, Dubio.
Yo,
do you remember that video? I think it was like right after I got kicked out when I came up to visit, and like we were high as fuck. I was wearing my Sabres jersey, and there was that video of Morgan, and he's like, "Oh my god, I'm choking."
Oh, wait a sec. Hold on.
Oh my god, no.
We were like sitting in Morgan's room, and this kid's on the top bunk just sitting. I think we were all eating like granola bars or something after we smoked like fat.
Dude, I remember this.
And
day.
He's like, oh my god, I just choked or something.
Dude, no, yeah. Nah, remember?
And I got it like, all on my Snapchat.
Yo, I remember we were chilling there in my room. We were super high. And there was like an alarm or something weird. Like there were fireworks outside. And I remember I thought it was, like, a gun or something because I was so high. Like, there was mad like, fireworks going off. And I was trying to – it was a fucking what is it called? A Cliff Bar.
Yeah.
And I was eating
– ew.
I was eating a Cliff Bar, and I started freaking out. And then I was choking on it.
What a dick.
We were just sitting there, like, playing, like, Call of Duty or something.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this guy?
Wait, there was a video of that?
Yeah, dude, I had it on my Snapchat. It was, like, right after. And you were – you looked like – out of your mind high.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh my god.
I was, dude. We were jeebin', probably.
What the... Bam!
Alright. So, okay. So, we got off track again. Let's
oh, yeah.
We
were talking about your...
back in. Yeah, yeah.
Because Dubio doesn't remember
let's rail this
first
back
time.
In. Yeah, let's switch it. Okay, so we ended up talking about weed, and then... fuck him.
Do you guys know who Pardon My Take is?
Who?
Pardon My Take from Barstool?
No.
Do you know what Barstool is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, they have one like a podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Listen, it's like a minute and 12 seconds of like just straight bars, okay? Just hear me out for a minute and 12 seconds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, I feel you. Hear the bars.
Yeah. Oh, God. Taking over for the 99 and also the 2000s. I need to drink home. That's rip. Drink home. Get lit. Drink home. That's my shit. Drink home. That's grip. Sipping out. Some glossy.
Wash it down. Stomach's tight. Can be a strong. Hit feeling light. Drunk is proud. Light is bright.
I'm about to kill myself. I'm on your head. Weigh you down like I'm a necklace. Give you CTE, then you forget this. Bro, what are you... What are we listening to? Oh my god. Is he saying cocaine? Oh my god. This is so fucking cringy. Yeah, dude, stop this.
That's my favorite song right now.
Stop. That's just my favorite trash. I'm sorry, but...
The bars.
Pain all in my nutsack?
Pain all in my butt crack.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, but you can't ride a nutsack with butt crack? Or mustache?
Or mustache. You right?
Maybe I can, but I must ask, why the fuck you just played that?
Because it makes me laugh.
If you noticed, he rhymed must ask with nutsack, butt crack, and mustache.
Sorry, I'm not... Oh,
there's four bars for you right there.
I got you, my brother. Don't even worry.
Sorry, I'm not a rapper.
Wakanda. Yeah, okay. Let's talk about the musica. We got to redo all that, don't we?
Yeah.
So do they give you like a wave? Do they give you like a wave file? I'm about to get you off track again. But do they give you like a wave file that you can manipulate?
What?
Like do you get any type of like thing exported from Anchor? Like when you finish up, is there a way for you to get the file of us talking?
Yeah, it's straight up just the link to my Anchor page.
Oh, see,
but the file itself, yeah, I don't know. Because I haven't really looked too deep into it.
Yeah, I didn't know if you would be able to like trim shit down. Because,
maybe no, I haven't really figured out the editing too much. That's why I want to get like a solo mic and like be able to like audio record people.
I'm literally playing Tony Hawk's American Wasteland while we're sitting here conversing.
Dude, they fire.
Yeah, dude. Fucking last night was wild, bro.
That was sick. Yeah, Mario Kart was lit.
I know.
You guys went to Morgantown?
Huh?
What'd you guys do?
Oh, Rubio and our boy Arnie, shout out Gingy, came over. And we were, we played Mario Kart till like 12.
Oh, Mario Kart's the shit.
Damn, till 12? Dude.
Yeah.
You guys stayed up till fucking 12?
Yeah, Jesus Morgan, because we're not Christ. Morgan, because we're not depressed, and we don't stay up till 3 in the morning and then wake up at 2 in the afternoon. Sorry.
I do that sometimes.
I know. That's why I said it.
Hey, I sleep till like 11.
Yeah, our time or your time?
This never works.
Oh, it's like 4 o'clock your time when I wake up sometimes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, hit him with the note. All right, so let's get back on track here, boys.
Yeah, the music. All right, so let's get a little bit of background of how you guys know each other, who y'all are. You know, you got solo careers, you got features, you know, you got, you know, collabs all together. What's up?
You guys
have been doing a lot. How's it going? What do you guys got coming up?
Well, we're broke boys. I'm Zion, or half an ounce.
And Jurgen.
Jurgen.
The Jesus to the Christ.
Y'all can also give, you know, shout-outs to your Instagram or whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, @StankClips on Instagram. We are Broke Boys on SoundCloud and Half an Ounce on SoundCloud, even though I don't upload a single thing on there.
Yeah, SoundCloud.com/WeAreBrokeBoys. Jorgen, your Instagram.
I just look up Broke Boys on regular SoundCloud.
Yeah, it just comes up.
Yeah.
We're also on Spotify.
Because we're
too.
And my Instagram and Twitter is Ruby Doobie.
So, AKA Queefio.
Yeah.
AKA Jeebus Christ. AKA
Young Smoke Stack. Dumbest
person you'll ever meet.
AKA
Young Pancake Sauce.
AKA Young Italian.
AKA Miller Light Drinker. AKA Can't Hit a G-Bong. AKA Trash on the Court. AKA Trash on the Football Field.
Oh, bro, he's coming for your life, bro. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Ah.
I see what you did there.
Wordplay is phenomenal. Okay, let's, so yeah, I mean, you said you want background and shit?
Oh, I want to give the background on how I met Zion. That was fun.
Yeah. Okay, so give it up.
All right. Well, I graduated high school in 2015. And then after that, I went to college in Rochester. And first
Rochester,
I met...
Rochester, New York.
First I met... Yeah, you're right. First I met... You know, for actually, the first person I met was Yaro.
Yo. Shout out, plug.
Facts. I met Morgan. He lived on the same floor. We were friends. We talked about music. And then end of the year came, and I go back home. And then
yeah,
I
why'd you go back home? Why'd you go back home?
Yeah, let's hear it. Because I went back home, too.
Oh, I was talking about, like, this whole school year. I was talking about, like, after the school year. But if you really want to hear about the very beginning... Like,
no, I want to hear about why you got kicked out of school.
All right. So in the summer, so you're getting it off track. But the summer, you know.
All right. So a little background. Two of these people were on a said cross-country team. And, okay, you can continue from there.
Yeah, so, you know, there was a said tradition where, you know, you got to run a relay without any clothes on.
Done. Move and your fucking phone away from your controller.
Me being as comfortable with my...
What are you talking about?
I can hear your controller.
It's all in. So...
That's not know. Me.
Oh.
And so did pretty much everybody else on the team. And as we finished, somehow security was pulling up. And...
So we got...
I mean,
we
I've
got,
been
to... We got sent home early. We were on thin ice to start the year, let's sort of say.
Yeah, so that's how I started out. Like,
that's how
career.
We start. That's how Dubio and I started out our college career.
That's wonderful.
And then I got caught with John again. Had to go through that
smart
thing. And then they said I smoked more John than 99% of St. John Feister.
Yep.
Well, I would believe it, bro. That school's full of like
doctors.
The three times I've been there, yeah.
Dude, people used to try. People used to like smoke joints out the window. Like, how do you think that's gonna work?
Oh, that's not. Yeah, that's not smart. Okay, continue though. You. They said you smoke 99% more weed than most
yep,
people.
Yep, and we got put on probation.
That's fire.
And, our grades weren't good.
And we had recruits on campus. I had a recruit on campus. On top of all that.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that made me not run track at all while I was there. And, I mean, you know, I was all about partying. I didn't give a fuck about my grades. So the summer came. And I was like, all right, peace. I thought I was coming back, and I didn't. But I met Zion because a redneck I know that I played football.
Shout out Juggles, Mr. Redneck Superstar.
Because I played football with him, and he always fucking juggles the ball. Fucking dick. Anyway... He introduced me to Zion because we were all fucking smoking in his big red truck, and he put
still
on
still has that fucking thing.
All right, wait. Quick side note that we'll get right back to this. Let's get on the subject of what we think of a college education versus not getting a college education after this.
Oh, see, I'm literally in the position of both.
Let's get the music topic done, and then we'll touch on this.
Okay.
I like that. So, yeah, pretty much, you know, my boy CJ had Zion freestyle for me after I got back from Fisher. And that's when I was like, oh, this guy Zion's pretty cool.
So Dubio. What's that clacking noise?
That's him. That's Phil playing League of Legends.
I'm not playing shit, dude. I'm looking at my computer.
Is that like that?
Zion, are you playing a game?
On my GameCube?
It's you.
Yes, we can hear your controller, dude.
What do you mean?
It's you. I can hear it. Yeah, it's you.
Like, it's clacking super hard.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, that had to be said. That had to be dealt with.
Because I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, and when you guys say something, I stop moving it, and so I know it's not me.
Okay. So continue, Ruby, about Juggles' big red fucking truck.
Yeah. So we smoked, and you freestyled.
Yeah, it was subpar at that time.
And then I was like, all right, but this guy's, you know, I see potential in this guy. He's got some bars. And
that was pre-dreads.
Yeah. Exactly. That was. I think that was pre swag for you, cause
yeah, that's back when I was a fucking nerd.
That's when but I.
Anyway,
books.
Let's. I feel like I've been forever trying to get through this. After cool. I got your number and hit you up for the first time, I noticed you did some music, so I was like, oh, word, like on a track. I didn't really think anything would come of, but. Once we started, just got a really good feeling about, like, it just feels so good to make a song and, like, hear the end result and, like, actually, like, vibe with it and hear other people vibe with it. So after that, it kind of, like, clicked right there for me and Zion. And I always kept in contact with Morgan, and that's how they met pretty much. They kept in contact with each other after I introduced them.
And, yeah, I remember how close you guys came so quick.
Yeah, that's my best friend.
Great, dude. I literally met
two of my best friends right
here.
I knew
Morgan before I met Zion, and I feel like I'm close to, and it's crazy because I'm like really close with Zion because he actually lives right down the street. So like when we're talking about doing music with our best friends, like it's exactly what, like literally what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, like
literally, Morgan just drove an hour and a half to stay at my house for 3 days, and then we went to go see Flatbush. Like, and I've literally met him like. We've only hung out like five or six
in person,
times
but
now.
Like, yeah, that connection. Yeah, I've been there. That's kind of how Dubio and Morgan and I are. Like, I haven't seen Morgan in a minute.
Yeah.
Still ugly.
And, like, you know, I only knew him for that one semester, but yet, you know, here you guys are. Like, how I was freaking amped to do this shit.
Dude, me too. Yeah. And I like, when you fucking first came down with Brian, I was like, dude, holy shit. Like, this is awesome.
We have the time of our lives for
that was still
pre-swag. I'd prefer not to say.
Yeah, I'm not. I won't bring it up. But no, that was still pre-swag for me too. That's before I was socially aware of like what to not do and
exactly.
Because like I used to hang out with either redneck. I used to hang out with like rednecks or weirdos, and even then they were still fucking like weird as shit. So
I love me some rednecks.
Bro, that's like all that's around here, so.
Facts.
Same.
Dude, I have dreads walking around this town, and I just get fucking like death. Yo, Morgan even said it. We were driving somewhere, and he goes, why is everybody staring at you all the time? And I was like, I wish I fucking knew.
It's not even just you. It's just like, I feel like whenever we're just riding down the road, everyone's just like looking at both of us.
I definitely feel like Slate. What is it? How do you.
Slatington? The staring problem.
Slatington. I definitely feel like it's a
anybody that
conservative small town, like, you know.
Yeah, big facts, bro. I work for some bigots. Shout out them.
I used to work for them and I got the fuck out.
Where do you work, Zion?
I'm saying it's a meat market. I don't want to say okay. I'm not name dropping anything.
Right.
In case they hear this and then I get fired.
You never know.
Yeah. call them a bigot.
Excuse me.
Nah, they're cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they're decent, yo. They pay me well. Take care of me. But nah. Anyways,
nah, that's another cool fucking thing about me, Zion, and Dubio is we all worked in a deli.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That literally, it's weird as shit.
I don't think I've ever worked in a deli. I've worked in the food industry, though.
Yeah, bro, but no, literally, we've all been deli boys.
Yeah, you guys just know how to handle meat the best, right?
Oh, bro, whoa, pause.
Handle the meat nice.
Literally not helping the fact that I said pause.
Hey, two smokes and some sausage, bud. Or some pepperoni.
But I
two smokes and some pepperoni.
Oh, okay. Wait, so we were talking about... Okay, so yeah, for... That's Rubio's music backstory and shit, but like mine, so No Jumper, like 3 years ago when No Jumper first started doing rap podcasts, that shit heavily affected me. Like, mm-hmm. I would deadass spend like so much. I've seen like fucking 90 out of the fucking 200-300 he has. I used to watch that shit all the time. So I downloaded like a bunch of them onto my phone because I had a 9-hour plane ride to California. I was staying up in like the Grass Valley area, mm-hmm. doing some cool shit. Fucking. So I just listened to that for like 9 hours on the fucking airplane.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, and I heard the Suicide Boys one and how they were talking about like how they wanted to do this shit and like how it was like their only dream, blah, 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 like all their cool shit. And I was like, yo, if people like them could do it, who I relate to so heavily at. Like, through just hearing how, like, cool of a person they are, like, I could definitely do something like this. And I was in a hotel room, and I downloaded, like, a voice recording app and, like, a fucking one you could just add a beat behind, like, no mix. And I made, like, a really shitty song in a hotel room under under a comforter through an Apple earbud mic.
Nice.
And that, and I thought it slapped, bro. I played it like 600 times.
Yeah.
All of our songs.
You could barely hear me it. Just fucking, yeah, like just. I'm talking like, I don't
need my. Yeah, we forgot to talk about how RIP the Reckless, because he used to be.
Yeah, well, bro, we're not talking. We're doing the backstories and shit.
I know, but he's part of it.
Oh, RIP. RIP. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I'm
part of the original John.
Yeah, okay. So when we first started, there were three of us. Phil, you remember that kid that you came down and we took many bong hits at his house, Derek?
Yeah.
So he was the other third, like. Like, he was the, back when this was just three guys, he was the other dude. So he has decided that there are creative differences and, like, left, so RIP Study Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started as three, and now we're
five. And now we're five, yeah.
Crazy.
Used to be. Yeah, dude, it's weird how shit like that happened.
It is crazy.
But
everything happens for a reason.
Yo, facts.
100%.
I'm saying, like, if I never would have taken that year to just go to that one school, literally the choice of school.
We wouldn't have like, this podcast right now.
Yeah.
True.
Or any.
If I wouldn't have.
In the last year or two.
If I wouldn't have hung out with that redneck bro that one night and met my. One of my best homies, Rube Dog.
Rube Dog, yo.
We'd never be here. Like, exactly. It's crazy.
Would be happening right
but,
now.
Like, dude, to be honest, I never would have thought, like, the music shit would have at least, like, I feel like we're making a pretty decent pace for only doing this.
So,
Morgan, what are we going on, like, a year and a half?
I didn't want to, like, I don't want you guys to, like, try to, like, limit yourself, label yourself, or, like, you know, get yourself in a certain thing, but in terms of success and like how many plays you guys have, like where are you guys at with all that?
Oh, we're shit, I'll pull it up. Yeah, I'll pull it up right now.
1,000 on SoundCloud.
How many?
Here, I can hear
200.
Yeah,
200,000.
I'll pull
up the exact number right now.
And that's just from putting it up on social media, retweets, reposts on.
Yeah, like that. Dude, well, okay. As far as reposts go, we pay for reposts. Like, people think it's cheating, but not really at all. Because what you're doing is you're just paying.
What SoundCloud is about is reposting.
Yeah, you're paying for somebody to have
to hear your shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have to use their like own mind. So to be exact, we have 183,703 total plays.
Damn. For a year and a half, that's pretty good.
Shit, we just put on Spotify just 1,500 plays.
That's fire.
Streams, not plays.
Wow.
Has that even been on there for a month yet?
It's probably been like about a month, like maybe.
Have you promoted your Spotify? Because I didn't know. I didn't know you guys.
Very, very briefly. I suck. I speak for myself, but like I suck at fucking promoting music and shit.
Are you see? Serious? I'm better. I see you on Instagram literally all the time.
Yeah,
this, so, you like this? Yeah,
Phil,
yeah.
You need to follow me, buddy. That.
I will.
Yeah,
right after this.
But nah, yeah. Like I think Morgan is better at it than I am. I think I'm better at it if I'm with you, like in person. Like that's where, because like I'm an approachable person, so like I'll just walk it. Like I don't mind just walking up to people, bullshitting with them, and like if I know you already and you like don't, you've never like actually listened to my music before or like our music. I think like with a blunt, it's just one of those things that you feel a vibe for. Mm-hmm. Like I was literally with somebody the other day, and he played it for these two girls, and the one goes, "Oh my God, is that Little Peep?" And she was talking about Morgan, bro. I'm like, dead.
For real, dude. Like, I've been sitting, like, definitely. I played Camel Crush for a few people out here, and they, like, fucked with it hard. And they were bro, like, holy shit.
But
like,
see, that's, like, old they, like, shit.
They were like, how many plays it?
No, no.
I was like, how many plays does it have? And I was like, 10,000 maybe. And they were like, the fuck? Like, you know, like, they were acting like that's so small for such a good song. Even though, like, you know, I'm not trying to.
Well,
say
no,
it's
that
not
is.
Good.
To be honest, it is. But, like, at the same
no,
time.
Yeah, we don't have, but at we this, have no plays compared to, like, we still have, like, no plays. Yeah.
Yeah, but to be honest, it's crazy that, like, some of our songs are getting there, though.
Yeah.
Like, I never would have thought somebody would listen to that.
I think
yeah.
what's wild is with the amount of followers that we have and the amount of plays that we have. Like, that shit's cool. Like, it shows
yeah,
that
yeah, oh, for sure.
Actually, like, fuck with our music. And,
just
like,
people that, just people you've never met, you know, actually have some recognition for you and appreciate what you do.
Yeah, like.
I think it's crazy, too, because on TimeHop, I saw a tweet that I retweeted from Morgan where he put out a song. I was like, oh, I hope this, you know, gets to 1,000 plays. And now we put out a song and it gets to like 1,000 plays in like a day or two.
Damn.
Depending on how the bank looks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, and by that, I like, dude, there's like legit people. I've literally seen ads that are like buy SoundCloud followers. It doesn't matter how good you are. And I'm yeah, like we don't do that shit. Like we literally like. Take one of your favorite underground rappers that isn't like
no,
popping,
yeah,
popping,
like,
and you throw them like $45 and they repost your song for like a week or some shit.
Not even
yeah, like I've spent money on like Instagram ads, like
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
just like promoting my like
yeah.
photography and sort of shit.
Exactly, it's the same thing. But now, like, now that we're not only on SoundCloud and we're on iTunes and, like, everything, like, Apple Music and Spotify, like, shout out fucking Jerry and Steez.
Yes,
shout them out. But, like, it's cool. That shit helped us. Like, dude, I know mad people, like, that talk to me on a daily basis that barely ever listened to the shit before, but now that it's on, like, SoundCloud and Spotify, I mean, Apple Music and Spotify, they're like, yo, like, guys, your shit bangs. And I'm like,
yeah,
I've been telling...
it's definitely a lot easier to get to. Like, I have SoundCloud downloaded, but, like, my
nobody uses
rap
it.
Is, like, is very minimal.
Dude, the people that use SoundCloud isn't your average everyday person. It's somebody who has, like, more of a taste
more of
for, like, underground
it, yeah.
shit. Yeah. They're looking for stuff that's coming up. Whereas SoundCloud and Spotify, I mean, Apple Music and Spotify.
You can just search anything.
Yeah,
up.
You could just find it. And
yeah,
it's for everybody. Like, everybody knows what that shit is. When you go on SoundCloud
and
you try to
find
somebody.
It's super easy to look up.
Yeah, exactly. See,
makes
and
a
that's
lot
a lot
sense,
of
yeah.
the things. But, like, yeah, dude, I've had people that, like, come up, that literally talk to me, like, and they're like, bro, you guys, this shit's awesome. Like, I had a kid the other day to say, what did he say? He's like, on mommy, which was the stupidest thing. I was laughing so hard. He's like, on mommy, you guys are gonna blow up one day, and I'm gonna just like sit back and smile. And I was like, wow, that's fucking fire. Like, thanks.
On mommy.
Yeah.
No, we have a lot of like we have a decent amount of fans that have been there like from the beginning that have like messaged
and
us
Matt,
and told us that like, yo, like I know you guys are gonna like do great things in music. I'm gonna be here like from the beginning.
I'd like to consider myself one of those people.
Facts,
yeah, sure.
Yo.
Yeah, really.
Hopefully this podcast gets you some sort of
I mean, literally any new fan set shit. Of beers is good.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate the fucking 600th person that followed us, and I appreciate the fucking first person that followed us. They're all the same. It means a lot to me, bro, because I always felt like the underdog.
So like I got no pussy. I fuck with your music, but it's that sort of music. Like me personally, I fuck with like a lot of different like country. You know, you guys have been around me.
You heard you heard like a farmer?
Is that by Yodel Boy?
No, you got to hear it's by Lil Uzi and a dude named Tracy. It's called Like a Farmer. It's so fire. No. So fire.
If you guys want a good laugh, though, just look up Walker William Jr. or something.
No, stop. Famous or whatever.
No, that's not him.
Oh.
Anyway, you guys got the type of music that I fuck with, like, you know, if I'm trying to get in my feels, if I'm trying to, like, you know, think about some shit. But you also got some bangers that, like, you can just pull up to a party and actually play and, like, it bumps, you know. It's not some whack shit you're trying to show off to your friend, like, yo, I got a friend who raps, like, you know, just and listen
it,
to
and
this.
It sounds like, yeah. And it's, yeah, it's like, it's distorted,
it's some,
like.
It's some really respectable type, yeah.
Like, you could tell with us that there's, like, a craft being put into it. Like, that we actually care.
Like, in my honest opinion, you have some songs better than others.
Oh, facts. Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, 100%. But that's every artist.
That's exactly.
I can't name one artist I like every single song.
You, Mac Miller.
Stop. You can't tell me there's one Mac Miller song you don't like?
Nope.
The one with Ariana Grande? You like that song?
Yep.
Damn.
Both of them.
He loves Mac Miller, though, so.
Dubio, you mean to tell me there's not one Weeknd song you don't like?
Yeah, ooh.
No, I mean.
Definitely some better than others. Definitely some better than others. But
yeah, but like
fantastic.
We said, that's every artist.
Exactly.
Shit, dude, you might be right. All right,
continue about what were you saying about the bangers and everything,
But yeah, you got some bangers, but definitely like some shit like. And I've listened to a little bit of more of Morgan's solo shit just because, like, it's been always more in, like, my feels type of mood. Like, you know, I'm trying to vibe with this type of shit. I'm by myself, whatever. But I definitely like how you guys got that, you know, different, you know, you guys got different moods that you can all put out at whatever time you want.
Oh, for sure. I mean.
Well, they say I'm one-dimensional. Yeah. I'm not. Don't sleep on it.
Now he's better get defensive. We always tell Rubio he's only good at hitting bangers, but more or less for me at this point, it's a joke.
I haven't heard some sensual. I want some more sensual, some slow stuff from Dubio. Little less deep. I want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Give me them vocals, deep bro.
He always puts that deep shit on, and you're like, oh my god.
Let me hear that buck tooth gap.
That
got him.
That buck tooth cap. but for real though, I'm working. I mean, we're all working on solo shit now. Like, I have a whole tape coming together. Like, it has a feature from Morgan. It'll have a feature from Rubio. But for the most part, it's gonna be like,
yeah, it's a lot of your
just
stuff.
Me. Yeah. Like, I just recorded a song for it called "Malcolm in the Middle." Like, I used to not sing, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then Morgan actually is the one pushing me to, like, do it more. Because, like, I can rap, like, fucking crazy. Like, this song I recorded in front of Rubio yesterday, literally spit, like, 100 bars and, like, no, I don't know. It's really fast. I'm not gonna.
He's sleeping. Miles an hour.
Yeah, it's I can pull it up.
It's good.
Nah, it's good. Yeah, but dude, like, it's fast. But like, yeah, I used to not sing because I get really, I think my voice sounds annoying. But Morgan always pushes me to do it, so now I kind of fuck with doing it.
Definitely,
dude. Cody sang on.
No, oh my god, yeah. Did it sound good?
Convince him to fly. Yeah.
Word.
See, the problem with me is I try to do it; it just doesn't sound
good. All right, do you remember? Because you're trying. Do you remember? Yeah. First of all, you gotta not give a fuck.
Yeah, I realize.
Do you remember
that.
If we were talking about like the, you know, like how I was in my funk and shit? That was before we got cut off, right?
Yeah,
that was.
Yeah, so like you guys like I was saying, like when you guys sing, you definitely put some deep emotional sort of stuff. You guys talk about a lot of mental health issues, sort of say.
Sure.
I know we all go through it, but like, how do you know? Like, what's going on in your guys' life? If you care to talk about it, how it's influenced like your music and like how you guys put your lyrics in.
Well, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and it sucks. And I always just end up getting played by hoes, or like, well, not by hoes, by respectable young women. Hashtag.
Exactly. We respect people. It's kicking back. We respect people.
Hashtag
but big
respect.
But there's some bitches.
Yeah, dude. Facts. And I don't know. Most times it just never like works out for me. So I always just fucking. Most of my songs are about me being a little sad boy. Because I feel alone sometimes. You feel it?
So that's just more of a way to you kind of like connect, put that shit out there.
Yeah, like... that or like, all right, so I still take it sometimes, but I was prescribed Vyvanse. I still am. It makes me really, really, really depressed. Mm-hmm. And that's when I write like the best, in my opinion. But a lot of the times it's like, usually
I was just having this conversation with my friend how like depression and art go so hand in hand with each other.
Yeah,
like,
we were talking
about this one writer and like Joe Rogan was talking about him how he was
I love
doing
Joe Rogan.
Drugs on drugs. I can't remember the guy's name. It was maybe Miller or something or whatever. But he was a super famous author and he would just do so much cocaine and shit and like he killed.
Was it a fucking Hunter S.
Yes.
Thompson?
No. Yes.
Oh yeah. It was. Yeah. My boy. Fucking.
And like how he killed himself because he got old.
Well, wait.
Might not be the right person, but like he killed himself because he realized he was old and he didn't want to be old. But like he would just put himself in this depression, and I personally think it was through all the drugs. Like if you do drugs, like other than like certain psychedelics and stuff, like I personally think there's something deep down in your subconscious.
Oh,
regardless,
shit.
Like no sober person doesn't get intoxicated for, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say with this?
Yeah.
So, you know, he would get so fucked up, and then he'd just start writing.
Yeah, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is literally my favorite book/movie. Like, Johnny Depp completely kills in that shit. Like, that shit's so fire.
Morgan, what?
If you haven't seen it, Phil, I highly recommend. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's literally about the author that we're talking about.
Is it on Netflix?
It was. They took it down.
It's
about acid and shit, like...
Yeah, like we were
amazing.
Talking about before we got cut off. It was like more if you, I can't remember what book you said, but you know.
Power of Now.
What?
Power of Now.
I can't hear you.
Power of Now.
He's
in the bathroom. If you couldn't hear.
Yeah, no, I was just ripping.
Jesus,
the
Morgan, come on.
Classic.
Not kicking back.
No
in
respect,
the bathroom.
Bro.
Yeah, we're kicking back.
Oh, that's the name of the name of this is kicking back.
Yeah, dude.
F up with that. Because we're kicking back.
Yeah,
I got
that's
it.
That's all it is, man. We kick back, we talk about shit, whatever we want.
I could use a beer right now.
Ah, weren't we were talking about that. We were all right sipping now. Some beer, and we were like, poor Zion.
I can Oh, what do you mean? I can drink, maybe not legally.
Did I leave those four beers in your cooler?
Yeah, I drank. I gave one to our ginger friend last night. Oh, okay. So I wanted to talk about fuck. Shit. I forgot.
What?
It was something with the music. Oh yeah, being on like the concerts and shit that we've done. Like it's crazy. Actually, not the first one. Fuck the first one. It was an experience, and like it was kind of gay. It sucked.
Fuck little bitches,
yeah.
Though.
Okay, but like the one that we played. Shit. When was that? February.
Yeah.
Dude, we played this house party near like RIT. Literally, like 120 people came through the basement we were playing in, bro. It was wild.
Really?
I like got yeah. My hair kept getting stuck in these lights they had.
Yeah, the setting of it kind of sucked because we're like on a stage, like a tiny bit of a rise stage in a basement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the corner of a basement.
Yeah, like of a Rochester. So, like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
There were five of us there, and we didn't have, like, any room to move at all. Like, we had to stay stationary the whole show.
Except for me. I mean, I moved around a lot. See, I never imagined, like, I get really bad anxiety, but, like, dude, that show that we played, I literally don't give a fuck. Like, I just go as hard as I possibly can. Like, yeah. I got off of the little rise pillar, and, like, I was just jumping around, like, near the crowd and, like, lost my glasses and shit, and I was drunk, I'm not gonna lie, because fucking Rudy made, the dude that shoots our videos sometimes, Rudy, he made one of the fruitiest drinks I've ever had. It was pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade and vodka.
Pink lemonade and vodka. Mm-hmm. And, like, he put a half a bottle of, like, one of those giant ones of Smirnoff in, and I had two cups of that before we went on, and I was, like, gone. And then, like, we made another mistake because everybody was energetic for a little. And then we were like, yo, pull out your weed and smoke it.
Yeah, we told everyone to start getting high. So pretty much everyone in the basement. The basement just turned into just a fucking weed smoke.
A hot box with, like, us rapping. And I'm not going to lie, it was probably one of the best nights of my life.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was definitely.
That's awesome. That's so lit. That's awesome that so many people turned out for that.
Yeah,
dude, like, I was not expecting it.
Definitely. Once you put your heart out there and, like, you actually, you know, put your insecurities away, you just have the time of your life.
And it was eye-opening about, like, what we rap about, because we made a song, like, it's a super hard song, but, like, me and Morgan talk about guns in it, and if you look at us, like, we're a definitely couple of white people who aren't guns, pulling up. Like, well, race has nothing to do with it, but it's just like, yeah, like, you said, two scrawny white kids. Well, I'm not really scrawny. One, and he's not scrawny, but a lanky, weird kid with a pedophile mustache and a white kid with dreads. We're not toting weapons, bro. Yeah. So, and, like, the one person was like, yeah, they're good at rapping it, but they ain't about living it. And I was like, you're right about that.
I'm not right about anything that I don't, like, actually do. Every
yeah, day. And, dude, that's, like I said, yeah, same here. That's literally changed the way that I rap now and, like, the way that I write.
So you guys are all more like, about personal shit, not like just. I meant to speak on that. So, what you guys go through, you know, your mental state, stuff like that. Rather than just making a good bar.
Yeah, for me, it's all mood. Like, I'll talk about, like, beating a person, but I'd fight a person. Yeah.
I fucks with that.
For me, when I'm writing, I don't know. I feel like there's some times where I relate, where I'm thinking of something, and I talk about things that I do. Like, I try to talk about things that I do. I never try to overreach about what I like. Mm-hmm.
I know you've been a little heartbreak Dubio over there from time to time.
Ooh, he said little heart Rubio out here, but that's my, yo, Rubio's in a relationship right now. He ain't breaking no hearts.
Yeah, but I can still write. Yo, don't worry, dog. I'm gonna be mixing up my style. I'm not gonna be hitting just
some of them high notes.
No.
Some hearts.
I thought you were gonna say, yo, don't worry, I'm gonna break this heart too, and
anyway, I try to rap about what I have done or am doing and what I see in the world around me and how I view it, because I feel like if you don't keep it realistic, then people can't relate.
Facts. Cody likes to rap about pulling up on the scene and may or may not be taking a bean and cocaine. I noticed that. And being a teen, and he raps about lean.
I think it was Cody's girlfriend now. She listened to Dreamland, like the OG Dreamland.
Yeah, dude, he talks about, like, coke so much.
It was before they were dating. She's like, I have to ask you a question. Like, are you a hardcore cocaine addict?
Yeah, dude, that's how he comes across. Let me pull it up. This is literally the greatest shit.
I definitely vibe with the shit. Vibe with it more, personal than, you know, you guys just pulling up with a beam.
No, yeah, Cody likes to pull up on the scene.
But as a side note, me and Morgan do have a little bit of a banger coming up soon.
Can we get a little unreleased snippet?
I mean, you can hear my verse, Dubio's versus Amixia.
Yeah, because it's probably trash.
No, it's actually
no, really it's probably garbage. It's okay, though.
Wait till you hear it, Philadelphia.
Dude, why? Oh, my God! Sorry, I'm playing Fortnite, and I just lagged and couldn't build.
See, like, I was thinking about playing some Fortnite and doing this, but, like, my mind works like that, so I'm just blowing people up with some C4.
Oh, and fucking
Jada. Yeah, I'm definitely going to squad up on when we're done here.
You know what? I said, fuck it. You know what? Let's do it then.
He said, fuck it.
But I have the sound off, so it's going to be hard to build. And, you know, hear some people.
Oh, yeah. I have no sound on right now.
I fuck with Fortnite, though. I like it. It's really addicting.
Oh, it's the most addicting game in the entire world. It literally ruins.
I finally got me to play it, and then I was like, wow.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying so hard to get my two friends to play it, and they absolutely won't.
I'm going to, like, work on music, and I'll, like, end up playing Fortnite, and then just keep playing Fortnite and not make any music.
You were a little laggy there.
Oh, I said, so many times I, like, sit down and try and, like, and tell myself I'm going to work on music or, like, write a song or something, and then I'll start playing Fortnite, and I just won't stop, and I won't work on any music.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, but, like I was saying before, like, I've just been in this funk, like, where I just lay in bed all day, and I'll watch, like, Netflix or some shit, and, like, Fortnite definitely adds to, like, me not going out and being productive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude, sometimes...
Huh?
I was going to say, just sometimes, like, with me, like, I'm working mad times. Like, throughout the week, I'm working 12 to 9. So when I do have an off day, I want to, like, do what I want to do. So that's kind of why sometimes, like, I'll play Fortnite and, like...
Yeah, dude, like, I mean, like, I usually work, like, 5 to close. So, like, 5 to 11-ish most times. So, like, I you know, if I wake up early, I have most of the day to do what I want. And... I've just put myself in this funk where I'm just so unhappy hiking around the little town where I am. Cause like it's pretty much anywhere you got to go around here. It's a hike. It's, you know, you got to drive half an hour with traffic and this and that. So it's a bitch to like go on a hike somewhere dank to say somewhere really cool. Not dank. That's somewhere really cool. You know, but when I do have my off days, I usually just spend it cleaning, doing some Netflix, and then, like, maybe hanging out at night.
Did you make, like, a decent amount of friends down there?
Yeah, like, I when I drove out here, my friend and I met some people, right, like, a week before I left. Uh-huh. And we got their Snapchats and just kind of talked back and forth, and then we moved out, and let's just start hanging out.
Cool.
Good shit.
And I, you know, I've met some people at work.
Wordy.
Yeah. Sometimes you pretty get good, away, but
dude, I don't blame you. Forget you, especially Buffalo, dude. It's so fucking cold up there. It probably snows all the fucking time. I would love to get away
from. Yeah. That. Definitely the snow. You know, I didn't miss winter at all.
Yeah.
Especially how fucking long this one was. Holy shit. This
winter was brutal.
But I miss it. It's, you know, it's my home, and I know I'm not glued there, but I definitely want to put myself in a situation where I'm able to get a job, you know, in a certain field I want, you know, granted that be police or EMT, later firefighter, you know, because you have those credentials and, you know, you can pretty much apply anywhere you want.
True.
Yeah, exactly. That's my problem. I just got to get finished with, like, the degree. I don't even know what I want to do, but I just got the degree so I can apply.
Yeah, like, back to, you know, how we were going to talk about this, the college versus no college. Like, I definitely agree you can be successful without going to school. It takes a lot of work and a lot of balls. But it's possible. You definitely don't need college, and especially at this day and age with media and whatever, you know.
I mean,
and not even that, but just jobs in general. You know, it's a lot easier to put yourself out there. But what I think with college is, you know, it doesn't really do much for you unless you like go on to graduate school, this and that.
True. Yeah.
You definitely learn a good amount along the way, but you get out of school and you have that. You know, I've definitely gotten a lot of life experience moving to California. And just being on my own several times, coming back home, you know, I've learned a shit ton. And I feel like, you know, you come out of school 22 years old, you don't really have a lot of that life experience, you know, depending on what was what.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely gets you in the door for places. That's what I've kind of concluded to.
Yeah,
like the degree, you know, it won't guarantee you the job, but it gets you in the door. It gets you the interview for a lot more things.
I can say I've been in college for 3 years now, and I haven't really learned anything like worth putting into effect in my life.
And see, that's the problem is I can't. The problem for me is when I'm there, I'm trying to learn things that I might be interested in, and the classes that I have to take are not things that I'm interested in. So why would I want to?
Definitely. And, yeah, exactly.
And
so
things that I can't even apply to like the real world. So it makes it worse for me to try and learn them.
Do you remember what that course was, or like what was the CC called that we had to take as a freshman?
Oh, the freshman sem?
No, it wasn't freshman sem, but it was like two courses put in one.
Yeah, the LC.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. The learning, yeah. And the official title was called, but it was some stupid nature shit. And like, I'm sorry, but do I look like someone who wants to do nature learning poetry?
Well, I mean, personally, I would like that more than like fucking some other. I take a lot. I'm like an arts.
I was definitely
in arts, so I'm taking a bunch of like arts classes, and like those are the only classes that I actually like fuck with now.
I was definitely like, too immature to go to school. Back then, because like you're right, yeah. If I applied myself more, if I put more thought into it, I definitely probably would have liked it a little bit more. But it gave you like some sixth grade science course, like for real, like this is a $40,000 a year school.
Yeah, no, Fisher's just retarded. I hate that school.
Like that, it was just such a joke, and like I don't understand how you expect kids to succeed and be interested in that if they don't, you know. It just didn't work for me.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck college.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm still there.
But, like, I definitely agree with the education.
Yes. Oh, you're back. Wow.
Yeah, wait, were you guys not able to hear me before?
No. You disconnected. You left the thing.
Yeah, no, I know I left, but that wasn't the question.
Oh, no, yeah, we weren't hearing you at all.
Oh, word. All right, so I wasn't weird. I was sitting here talking, and I was like, they can't hear me.
No, yeah, definitely can't hear you at all.
But nah, yeah. I mean, I went to... I was doing college for a little bit, and then I stopped, and I'm at for my general educations.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, the only going to college is more money with your paycheck because you're working full-time. But at the same,
definitely.
But at the same time, but, I felt a little. All right.
Think about this. Think about how much time you can actually like. I think people nowadays are pussies, because like I talked to my stepdad about when he went to school and all the shit he went through, and like he worked a full time job during the day. He went to school at night, and he also played volleyball for the school.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, you know, I think we're definitely a little bit. Pussies on how, you know, our work ethic, and that's definitely taken me some time to learn, especially being on my own and out of school.
Well, I mean, to be honest, like I just felt school is taken away from music, which is the one thing I feel like I need to chase the hardest.
Because
I feel like when I was in school, I was able to put all my time.
Gut feeling.
Yeah, that's my gut feeling is that music's gonna work out.
To be honest, the only thing I think the shit would start really popping off is when me, Rubio, and Morgan get a fucking apartment together. Because then we'll just be like...
Working, like, even though we're like long distance working, just sucks.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. If we were to able to, like, but, if we all like got an apartment together, or even like a little house or some shit, and we were able to churn shit out all the time, I definitely think we would be able to make more stuff happen. The only problem at this is, point, is that.
And I remember I was talking to Morgan about it. How he didn't like he was questioning going back to school, or was that you or Gabe?
Both of us. Gabe ended up fucking. I mean, well, technically, he hasn't left yet, but.
Yeah, those like, and this is just my personal opinion after not being.
Tried to tell my parents that. Sorry, Phil, but every single semester I've finished, and I've told my parents that like I don't want to go back. I'm like, yo, mom, I literally fucking hate it there. Like,
mm-hmm.
But then they're just like, meh.
Like, do you want to finish school, or do you just not want to be there and still finish school?
I'm kind of like half and half. Like, I kind of want to finish school, but I definitely don't want to be there. But yeah. I'm also. 3 years in and like
my personal opinion just being out of school and like seeing how much work you guys have put in like I see people like quitting
to be honest,
with like this... 1 year or one semester left and it's just like you just got to grind for that and then you're good yeah. And, you know you don't have to worry about going back or you know
yeah.
You
well
have,
yeah
you
Gabe's
have
going
something...
to North oh sorry Gabe's going to North Carolina to do construction and apparently he's gonna make big bucks. But like,
I mean, for real, again, like, he's good at that shit. Like, it's hard.
But again, though, it's a quality of life. Do you want to wake up every day when he's 27 and he has to wear a fucking like one of those things that like holds your back up? Yeah, like a back support fucking thing, and his hands are beat to shit. I mean, all that money.
What I've come to conclusion about is like. It's what you make of that. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. You're making money and it sucks. Like, don't. It's not like the best. But
like, you have
but,
the money,
but
like, you never have time to spend it. And
yeah,
what
like,
good
if,
is the
if
money if you can't spend it?
Exactly. But like, it's not even about money. It's you know how I'm trying to live and like how I'm trying to like set my mindset is like, you know, it. All this stuff does help, but you definitely don't. Need it in life and it's
Yo,
not
dude,
and it's,
sure.
It's not what makes you happy it's not like what does all that stuff
bro literally when but, I went to California I lived in a tent for 3 weeks on the hillside in like northern Cali
maybe,
like
maybe
dead
not,
ass,
maybe not
no joke.
Tent wise because like you know
no
I,
I'm not saying like tent wise
I,
but, like,
I do have aspirations
it was an experience.
And stuff but like you know everyone is destined to do a certain thing for, like me personally I believe that you guys have your music and I absolutely you know applaud you you know implore you to go and do that and like pursue it but like me you know I do photography I know I'm not the best I know I could be better and all this
when
stuff
when we start
so,
doing more shows come over come ex- through bro
exactly so like you know there's always the possibility something could work out and this and that but you know you got to do what needs to be done at the end of the day and
oh facts
it's just how I've, you know, what I've come to learn is just how you go about things. It's not worth getting pissed about over anything. And it's just like, you know, all your mental mindset towards everything like that. And, you know, I think once you get to that point, you kind of get a ton happier and you're able to, you know, be a lot better at what you're trying to accomplish at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But you know, like, you know
with
the, but if
I'm
it
with the jive of your, I'm with the jib of your jive, bro.
If it,
like,
you know, if it doesn't work, then you know, you still got to do what needs to be done. You got to support yourself, your family, eventually down the road if that happens.
True.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at with shit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I respect that opinion, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Shit.
You guys got anything else you guys want to bring up?
Yeah, support my mix... Well, my little EP thing. I don't have a name for it yet. But yeah, support...
Cool.
Fire. More to come on my
Instagram. You guys want
to
shout yourselves out one more time?
Everybody needs to tell Morgan Yeager to mix a song that we have recorded. So.
Yeah.
Hit up my Instagram,
yep.
My Twitter.
I'll probably do that tonight, honestly.
We are bro.
Everybody get on Fortnite, though. Let's play.
Who has Xbox?
Let's play some Fortnite.
No one has it. Well, Zion
Oh my god.
We're off.
But I gotta take a Jeep.
Do you have a computer? that's able to run Fortnite?
I have a laptop, but I don't think I'll be able to be good at it.
Bro, download Fortnite.
Phil?
Come play with us. Alright, yeah, well,
follow us on SoundCloud at We Are Broke Boys, and follow us on Spotify.
Bill, thanks for having us, buddy.
Yeah, good shit. I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this twice.
Hey, yeah, for sure. No problem, buddy.
My fucking homie, Phil.
All right, take it easy, boys.
Later, guys.
I guess, sir.